Well, I think it's a bit rich for anybody, especially from Fine Gael or Labour, telling anybody they're gambling. I think they've took a fair few gambles themselves in the last couple of years while in government. I think as the Fianna Fáil party, we've always been very responsible here in Donegal County Council. And this time, 12 months ago, despite the fact that we're an opposition party, we supported the budget on that occasion. We have never sought for political point scoring. I think we've been very constructive throughout the whole of the discussion and debate today. All our members have always been very constructive, and if you remember that when we introduced and agreed and supported a budget last year, Fianna Fáil fully supported that. Minister Hogan, the Fine Gael minister, actually cut that budget mid-year. So I think it's a bit rich for Fine Gael to be coming in. And you know, maybe when it didn't go their way in the end of the night, you know, maybe sour grapes on their part. It was wrong for them to do that. It's wrong for them to introduce those sort of figures into the discussion. I think the clarity needs to be with around the whole area of the property tax, which they've introduced to the debate.
But the real sticking point today seemed to be the amount of money available to spend in maintaining the housing stock. Effectively, if you would have accepted the budget negotiations, some are saying it could have gone down to as low as 1.3 million. Considering that is such a revenue income from the council in terms of rent and what have you, your argument would be that you'd be shooting yourself in the foot. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've been very consistent in Fianna Fáil. We want the council, and have been for some time, to get back to providing the basic services. We're very happy with the proposal in the budget for an extra 600,000 from our own resources into roads. These are the basic services that people expect us to provide. The whole area of housing maintenance is an area where we've seen staff retire in the last number of years. We're looking for more staff to be employed. We're looking for the properties to be, I suppose, turned around in a speedier fashion. And that in turn would generate more revenue for the council. It's common sense. But to introduce the discussion with regards to the property tax, the whole discussion, and what Barry O'Neill nor Fine Gael mentioned tonight, was the very fact that while we're sitting in Lifford today trying to adopt our annual budget, this legislation for the property tax is actually only going through the Dáil tonight. So did they expect us to ram business in Lifford tonight the same way that they've rammed it in Dublin? I don't think that's what the people of Donegal expect of us. And I think our party throughout the whole process today has been very constructive. And you know, maybe when it didn't go Fine Gael's way in the end tonight, for them to attempt to do that was wrong in every sense of the word. I think we'll do what's right by the people we represent and by the party we represent. And you know, today's outcome might not be a bad thing, because you know it is after 11:30 at night now. We've had a long day. People's here since 10 o'clock this morning. So I think there was a lot of good discussion that took place today, and I think the management will acknowledge that. So it has been a long day for us all here in Lifford.